Hey. You finally answered. It's my second time calling you. What's up? You usually answer on the first ring. What's going on? You can talk to me, you know? Oh. Your ex broke up with you yesterday? I mean, well, your girlfriend is now your ex. Whatever, it doesn't matter. What happened? You guys were doing so well. Hold on. Don't cry. Come on. If you need me to come over, you know I will. It's okay. I can't believe she broke up with you. Over what? Why did she leave you? She hurt you. I know you loved her. Hey, you know what? I'm coming over. I'll be right over. Just let me put on some clothes. Do you really think it's a problem? There must be something wrong with you, because literally, I live right next door to you. Whatever, I'm coming over. I'm hanging up now. This doesn't make it any better for me. It doesn't. I'm gonna have to put my crush aside for just a bit and focus on helping, and hopefully, I can help cheer them up, but. I can't believe she actually left them, and now I have to behave. I have to behave. Just because they're no longer in a relationship doesn't mean I can. That's abuse. I can't abuse them like that. I'm gonna have to put my feelings on the shelf. All right. Got my clothes, Helen, my keys. All right, let's go. Lock the door. All right, all good to go. It's a nice thing they live next door. Right, I'm here. Why do I always get out of breath? I need to walk a little bit more, but I guess I was a little bit tired, so it just makes sense that I was a little tiny bit tired, but I'll be fine. All right. Come on, answer the door. Answer the door. Answer the door. Answer, answer. There you are. I'm sorry. I just had to hug you. I'm so sorry. You want me to come inside? Yeah, of course. I know this is your house, but sit down with me. Look into my eyes. What happened? Why did she leave you? She cheated on you? Are you serious? No. No. She cheated on you? For what? With who? There's no one else more important than you. So why? You were so sweet. You bought her things. You bought her clothes. You made sure she was okay. So why? Why did she do that to you? A bitch. She's a bitch. She's a total bitch. There is nothing you can say to me right now. She is a bitch. I can't believe she left you like that. And for what? And now she's leaving you with all these bills to pay when she agreed she'd be in this apartment with you. I should have known something was off from the moment she said she wasn't gonna put her name in the lease. She's so awful. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Come here. I don't want to hear anything else. Just put your head on my chest. I'll help you with the bills if you need. You know that that's my parents' house, right? It wouldn't hurt to live next to them. I mean, I'm getting ahead of myself. I wouldn't mind living with you. I wouldn't mind helping you pay the bills. We could be friends. I wouldn't mind. But we'll worry about that later. I just want you to know that you're not alone and I'm here for you. I care about you more than anything. Come here. Closer, closer, scoot in. Give me your hand. These hands that cared for her. These hands that worked. Even maybe just to get her a present or a gift. Now you're gonna have to focus all that on you. You're gonna have to make sure that you take care of yourself. And that everything you do is for you. I know it's very hard, and you're gonna miss the person that you were. You're gonna miss the things you worked for, and the things you wanted to achieve. You're going to miss so much because you loved her. Because you cared. And listen, I know that me talking right now probably isn't going to help. Let me grab a napkin. There you go. It's okay to cry. You don't want to soil my shirt. Oh, shush. You could use my shirt as a napkin if you wanted to. It's okay. Mess it up. Do whatever you want. Right now, I'm here for you. That's not going to change. Do you mind if I kiss your forehead? There you go. You're strong. Look at me. Say it with me. You're strong. You're strong. You're strong. This will hurt you, but it won't hurt you forever. Yeah. You've been through this pain before. Even if it's not losing a girlfriend or being cheated on, it's losing something very important to you. Losing a friend very important to you. It's all of those things. But this time, you just factor love in it and it hurts a ton more, doesn't it? But new things always come along. And you know you're perfect, wonderful, amazing. Shit, I'd sit here and kiss you. If I could, I'd have my arms wrapped around you. I'd be telling you how amazing you are. How wonderful you look. And even though you keep your hair messy, it's amazing. I love it. It's a little neat quirk about you. It's honestly really cute. But we're not gonna get into that now. I know you have work in the morning, and I want you to take care of yourself, okay? So when you wake up in the morning, call me. Let's talk. We can talk about all the things you were thinking about. If you can't sleep tonight, call me. And we can talk about all the things you were thinking about. You want to cry? Go ahead. It's okay to cry. Doesn't matter who you are. I know for girls it's easier to cry, and for men it's a little bit harder. But I don't think they lose their masculinity behind it. So cry for me. Put your head on my chest and just cry. I'll hold you tight. Every second I'll hold you tighter and tighter, and I'll let you know that I'm here and I'm one of your best friends. And if you need anything, reach out to me. I don't know why you kept this hidden from me, but I'm not one to intrude. Okay? Now I'm gonna go ahead and make you some dinner. You probably haven't eaten, have you? You haven't gone to the grocery store either? Well, I guess we're gonna have to go somewhere to eat. I'll drive if you come along. Well, let me wipe those tears for you, and then we can get ready to go, okay? Do you mind if I kiss your cheek? There. All better. And if you need, we can add a band-aid. I know I'm silly, but really, it's for you. Now, come on, get your shoes on, and let's go. Okay?